Hi, in this episode, we are on the letter P, and P is for PDCA. So it's not necessarily a single word. That's actually an acronym for Plan, Do, Check, Act. P is for plan, D is for do, C is for check, A is for act. And I'm excited about this particular topic because it lets me bring something from my world of technology and business analysis and project management that I've done for the past 30 years on the corporate side, and to share it with my entrepreneur family and listeners of this podcast. And that's always fun because it works in corporate, but it scales and it works just as well in small businesses. And a lot of people may not have been exposed to it because they've never worked in that particular part of corporate. So it's a simple concept, but it goes a long way. And it may be something that you might do out of instinct, but having that little acronym to remind you that this is a great way for really problem solving, whatever the problem is and whatever aspect of your application of as you're pursuing entrepreneurship. Now, P for plan. Identify your problem. That's straightforward, but one of the things we talk about a lot in my industry is getting to the root cause. What you see on the surface are symptoms. You got to get down to that root cause. Otherwise, if you're just what we call just addressing what's on the surface, you're just band-aiding. You're just putting temporary band-aids. We all know over time, band-aids fall off. They're not a permanent fix. But if you address the root cause of the problem, then you've got a lasting solution. So put a little thought and effort and research, deep dive, as you come up with your plan and make sure that you're truly identifying the root cause problem. So that's P. D, now it's time to do. Test potential solutions. And that's plural. Test potential solutions. Even if you've defined the problem correctly, there may be more than one solution, and there may be more than one advantage or disadvantage to that solution. Explore some options before locking in to a solution. It doesn't have to take a long period of time, but whatever time you're putting into really looking at the pros and cons of any potential solution will save you in the long run. Then it's time to check. That's the C. Check says try a couple of different options and then look to see what the results are. In our world, especially of STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, every solution you apply is first a hypothesis. And that word simply means you perceive, it's a perception. It's not a fact. It's not a fact until you prove it. And we have this, something we call proof of concept. So no matter how confident you are in the solution, first, do a proof of concept. Prove that the results that you expect are the actual results. You do this before you spend too much time or too much money. There's a saying we have, a fail fast, or another way of saying it is fail cheap. Do a scaled down version and check to prove that your hypothesis of the results is in fact going to be the actual results. And then once you are sure, a lot more sure, once you've done your proof of concept, then it's time to act. That's the last letter, A. You're ready to implement the best possible solution. That's because you've done your plan, you did your, you tested your potential solutions, you checked on the results and verified them, and now you're ready to act. Plan, do, check, act. PDCA. That's our topic for today. Bye for now.